What's happening locally? The news.
It is our Friday morning look, our last look for the week at some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. The recent elimination of Panama from the European Union list of high-risk countries in terms of money laundering and terrorist financing is going to generate an improvement in the country's international reputation and strengthen the competition position of the financial system, attracting foreign investments. This is how bankers, financial regulators and economists agreed when reacting to the information from the European Union, which after evaluating Panama's compliance with measures to prevent money laundering and other financial crimes and reviewing the progress made to leaving the list of the Financial Action Task Force, the FATF, last October, has also confirmed that the country does not represent any risk for this bloc of European countries. The Superintendent of Banks of Panama, Amaury Castillo, told La Prensa that this announcement consolidates the trust, integrity, solidity and competitiveness of the local financial market. There is no doubt that this new milestone, together with the country's removal from the FATF list, is a clear example of the success of teamwork with a common strategic objective and leadership in the highest level. The banking sector will remain its policies to prevent the improper use of banking services in all of its forms, to preserve at all times the good image and reputation of the country, essential elements for attracting good foreign and local investments, said Castillo. The Superior Court for the Settlement of Criminal Cases rejected a habeas corpus appeal presented by the defense of German Elisier Shanis, alias Fakir, detained as the alleged leader of a criminal network dedicated to drug trafficking, hitmen and kidnappings. Elisier Shanis was arrested in 2018 in Mexico and extradited to Panama for maintaining an Interpol red alert. Fakir's arrest occurred within an intelligence operation carried out between authorities from the United States, Mexico, Guatemala and Panama. According to information handled by the authorities, the detainee acted as a link between some drug cartels. The investigations of the Specialized Prosecutor's Office against Organized Crime reveal that the criminal network under his command was made up of at least 40 people who were detained in Operation Empire and on whom an order calling for trial by the First Court for liquidation of cases weighs for penalties of organized crime. Fakir is considered by security establishments as one of the most dangerous criminals. The prosecution attributes his criminal organization to carrying out activities ranging from robberies, homicides, kidnapping, and extortion. The Panamanian government announced that it reinforced care points with more health personnel in Darien. This is after the departure of Doctors Without Borders, MSCF, in the province. Panama accuses international organizations, in fact, of encouraging irregular migration through the Darien. The reinforcement consists of the hiring of 5 additional doctors, technicians and health personnel to further strengthen the care points in Bajo Chiquito and Lajas Blancas. This was reported by the Ministry of Health, which detailed that this week a meeting was held to strengthen health care for migrants at migratory reception stations in Darien, which was held in coordination with personnel from the Panamanian Red Cross and the regional Ministry of Health. The ministry recalled that the health personnel stationed in these areas are responsible for providing medical care to the thousands of migrants who cross through these posts, must complete the mandatory filling out of the different forms used in the care of patients of mandatory notification events when diseases such as malaria, dengue, leptospirosis, encephalitis are determined. Report of suspected violence related to crimes against the family's legal order, the elderly, gender, personnel integrity, sexual freedom, among others. In fact, one of the reasons for the cessation of MSF in Darien was because the Ministry of Health on several occasions requested MSF to share the complete files of the alleged victims of sexual violence, but these reports were sent incomplete. The lack of employment leads the list of five of the main problems of Panamanians as reflected in the results of a survey carried out by Mercadeo Planificado S.A., commissioned by Corporación La Prensa. Research was carried out between the 27th of February and the 4th of March of this year, after interviewing face-to-face 1,200 people in the 10 provinces and regions of the country. 81.3% of those surveyed stated that lack of employment or unemployment is the main problem, a figure similar to that reported last February, 82%, when another survey on the subject was published. This response is consistent with the national reality, according to data provided by the Ministry of Labour and Labour Development to the Institute of Statistics and Census. This was between January and December of 2023, 267,874 new formalised employment contracts were registered. This represents 9% more than those reported in 2022, but 30% less than those registered in 2019, of course, the year before the pandemic. Meanwhile, 76% identified the high cost of living as the second most serious problem in Panama. In January of 2024, the maximum price of the basic family food basket measured by Ecodeco was $335.50. The lack of drinking water came in third place, since 57.6% are placed in that position. The 2023 census revealed that almost 25% of households in Panama do not receive water continuously throughout the day. Another 47.5% indicated that robberies, assaults, and insecurity constitute the fourth most important problem in Panama. Between last January and February, 948 robberies were reported, according to statistics from the public ministry. The ranking closes with the lack of medicines. 41.2% of those surveyed ranked this issue as the fifth national problem. In September of 2022, La Prensa reported that Panama has the most expensive medications compared to five countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. Surprisingly, the lack of medicine took corruption off the list from occupying third place. This was in a survey carried out between January the 26th and, as we mentioned, the 2nd of February. It moved to a sixth place, with 40.8% of those interviewed responded that it is one of the main problems, while in the last survey, 59% that it was the third problem. Corruption is a scourge that continues to be permeated in public administration. In the 2023 Corruption Perception Index of Transparency International, released on the 30th of January of this year, Panama obtained 35 points. The country dropped 1 point in its previous rating, that of 2022, and now occupies position 108 of a list of 180 countries evaluated. In this index, by the way, 0 is the most corrupt score and 100 is the most transparent. The margin of error of the survey is plus minus 2.83%, with a confidence level of 95%. It's important to remember that surveys are opinion studies subject to not reflecting the certainty of the results. According to data from the Ministry of Security, so far in 2024, Panama has seized at least 24 tons of drugs and has arrested about 100 people related to this illicit activity. One of the most significant seizures in recent weeks was recorded on the 29th of February, when agents of the National Aeronaval Service seized 5 tons of cocaine in a port in the province of Colón. According to the Ministry of Security statistics, to date, the largest amount of drugs seized is recorded in the province of Colón, with 8,593 packages. They are followed by Los Santos with 7,591 and Panama with 7,069 packages. In these operations, 92 Panamanians and 29 foreigners have been arrested. Now, it should be noted that in 2023, Panama reported the seizure of 121.1 tons of drugs. The coach of the Panama soccer team, Thomas Christiansen, defined the list of players who will be available for the final phase of the Nations League, which will take place next week in the United States. In the so-called Final Four of the regional competition of the Confederation of North Central America and the Caribbean Football, this is CONCACAF, the Panamanian team will face Mexico next Thursday, the 21st of March, starting at 9:15 p.m. at the AT&T Stadium in the city of Arlington in Texas. The matches for the title and for third place will take place on the same stage on Sunday, the 24th of March. The Panamanian Football Federation, FEPAFUT, reported that the first players to join the team's concentration will be training this Saturday, the 16th of March, and Sunday, the 17th, at the COS Sports Plaza near the South Corridor. It is, by the way, detailed that this group will be travelling along with the technical body and staff of FEPAFUT from Panama on Monday, the 18th of March, in the morning. The rest of the soccer players will travel directly to the city of Dallas from the countries where they play for their respective clubs. The squads of the four teams that will play in the field phase of the Nations League will be published this Friday by CONCACAF. And that's it. There we go. For some of the stories that have been happening here in the Republic of Panama, which have been compiled for you for this morning's programme.